But just like many of us, what happened was you love working for a company and you love working for somebody who is a big purpose or a big why person. But when you get that one boss, and in his case, his name was Dick. And there you go. And Dick basically told him it's time to go. He negotiated his way out and off he goes. And he's off and running into the entrepreneurial world. Welcome to the Small Business Safari, where I help guide you to avoid those traps, pitfalls, and dangers that lurk when navigating the wild world of small business ownership. I'll share those gold nuggets of information and invite guests to help accelerate your ascent to that mountaintop of success. It's a jungle out there, and I want to help you traverse through the levels of owning your own business that can get you bogged down and distract you from hitting your own personal and professional goals. So strap in, adventure team, and let's take a ride through the safari and get you to the mountaintop. Hey, everybody, we turned the tables on Alan, and I got to interview him for a little while. It's very interesting when you listen to Alan's career path and where he came from and his upbringing. And we talk a lot about really what is the difference between where you were born into and what you experienced, and how basically you have a nature path and you also have a nurture path. And in nature, we talked about how where your family came from really motivated where you were going to. But where you ended up working and what you ended up doing came from the environment you were working in. Alan started out in Oregon, and at the time he was not born to a preacher, but I love hearing his story that he actually had that fire and brimstone dad who was a preacher who was still alive. And I learned some interesting things about him. And I think a lot of us have that. We're all very proud of our heritage if you start to peel it back. And again, sometimes you don't get to be proud of the parents that you were born into, but you can definitely be proud of the family you were born into. How many times have you heard about the person who was born into a broken home, but grandma's the one who showed the way, or grandpa was the one who took him to the ball games, or an aunt or an uncle? So we all find and pull from our families at some point. And if you don't get to pick that, or maybe you didn't get that benefit, I think somewhere along the line, you do that, because we all want to feel like we came from something big. And in Alan's case, he talks about Sir Thomas Wyatt, who was imprisoned by Henry VIII back in England years and years ago. But as we move on, we figured out that let's go ahead and thank one of our sponsors. Are you in the home service business and train your employees to represent your company in the right way and they're taking care of customers? Are they providing a 110% customer experience? If you aren't getting those rave reviews that you expect, or those repeat customers that you crave, then you need to get the homeserviceinstitute.com training programs. These training programs talk the language of your technician and help them figure out how to align your goals with their wants. Go ahead and check out the homeserviceinstitute.com and all of their training modules, and they will turn your employees into 110% customer experience providers. That's the homeserviceinstitute.com. And now let's get back to listening to what the guys have to say. Alan was very proud of the fact that while growing up to a fire and brimstone father, he was very entrepreneurial from an early age. And while he has a really random path to get to where he ended up being an entrepreneur, he kept on swinging and kept on trying. And that was pretty cool. You know, it's interesting. If you go back and listen to that turning of the tables, he had an opportunity in business when he was in college. He was working for a picture framer. And just think about that. If you go listen to this, he was working for a picture framer. And she was working and she wanted to expand. He had the entrepreneurial spirit. He was in college. If she just would have recognized that she had somebody who was ready to go knock down walls for her, and she could figure out a way to incentivize him and get him going in that direction, she probably would have had her first entrepreneur or her first franchisee or her first all-star manager. And I think Alan would have stayed and done it. How many times has that happened to us? At an early age, we were influenced by somebody. And if they just would have asked, you probably would have gone. One of the things we talked about in the podcast that we just talked about with a number of college kids is, hey, when somebody asks you to do something, don't say no, go do it. Because who knows, you might end up with your next great passion. And I've heard that so often with people who have made that leap into the entrepreneurial world. It was somebody who gave you the ask, or somebody who said, hey, why don't you go give it a shot? As Alan got into corporate America, it was through Enterprise. And the only reason he went to that is because Enterprise, which I will tell you is known as a great employer and developer of leaders and people. He got to go do this because he was off and working in business, but he was able to use his entrepreneurial brain. But just like many of us, what happened was you love working for a company and you love working for somebody who is a big purpose or a big why person. But when you get that one boss, and in his case, his name was Dick. And there you go. And Dick basically told him it's time to go. He negotiated his way out and off he goes. And he's off and running into the entrepreneurial wild. And he started a business that we'll talk about a lot more throughout the series in the beginning. But one of his best lines that he learned when he went to college or went from, from college to his business and then eventually to his starting his own entrepreneurship and then later on having to close his business, then going on and teaching other entrepreneurs, his great line was, sometimes you're part of the Navy and sometimes you're in the Coast Guard. And his point is, when you're part of the Navy, you get to tell other people what to do and they have to go do it. But when you're in the Coast Guard and there's just a couple of you on the boat, sometimes you're taking the trash out yourself. As a matter of fact, I'm going to leave you now because I have to go dump the trash out for my own office. Until next time, keep taking the trash out and go make it happen.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Small Business Safari. Remember, your positive attitude will help you achieve that higher altitude you're looking for in the wild world of small business ownership. And until next time, make it a great day to get you.